tackled. Then it'll be first and goal from the 10-yard line. 30 seconds to go. A 5-point Capitan lead. Trips receivers to the right, two to the left. Acosta from the slot, and a roll around and hit just as he throws it is Lujan. He got knocked over by Wilcox, and a wounded duck goes up. And it'll fall incomplete. But the Panthers still very much alive. Second down and goal from the 10. 28 ticks left on this clock. The Panthers have fought their way back in this one in what has become a very entertaining ball game and somewhat contentious, too, here in the late stages. Acosta in the slot. He goes to the middle. The end of the corner. The end zone. Converts! Six on the board! Touchdown, Panthers! Put it up! Six on the board! Kamutis, 10 yards as Jal goes up! 20-19! Oh, my goodness gracious! 10-yard touchdown pass, David Broach.
That is the heart, that is the character that Coach McVee was talking about at last game. Kamutis coming in a big way. He's shown he can handle the tough situations.
20-19 is the score, and now Julio going to try and attack on the extra point. The snap is good, and they are going to go for two. Acosta gets the direct snap. He's going for the right corner, puts it in the end zone, put two on the board. The Panthers extended to a three-point lead, and oh my goodness, the Panthers back off top. 24 seconds left to go. It's Jal 22, Capitan 19. Whoa, what a drive. The Panthers move it 48 yards, take about a minute and 20 off the clock, and then a two-point conversion after the Julio Kamutis 10-yard touchdown. They take the three-point lead, 22-19, 24 seconds to go. The defense needs to hold this one for 24 seconds. A field goal would tie it. We would put it into overtime. The Panthers don't want that to happen. You've got to keep it away from Valdez here, I think you do anything you can to keep it out of his hands.
Absolutely, TJ. Let's see where they're going to go with this kickoff.
Coach Tavares will tee it up. He'll put the boot into it, and it's just going to be a little squibber. It's going to come to one of the up men, and he is going to fall on it back at the 45-yard line. As making that catch there was Colby McInnes. Oh, it'll be first and 10 right at the 45-yard line of the Capitan Tigers. It's a three-point Panther lead, 22-19, 22 seconds to go in this ball game. These two teams played a game a lot like this back in November of 2011 in the quarterfinals of the playoffs. Nip and tuck, back and forth. We have seen it again, 22-19. Wilcox checks back in at the quarterback position. We haven't seen him really throw much all night tonight, but they have a 40-yard pass completion for the touchdown. Wilcox throws it underneath, and it is going to be complete out across the 50 to the 49-yard line. That is complete to Whipple, but he stayed in bounds. 10, 9, 8. It's a 6-yard completion. 6, 5, 4, 3, and they are going to spike the ball. And 2.2 seconds left. And Whipple with the 6-yard reception before, and then the spike of the ball. So it'll be third down and six, or rather third down and, yeah, about third and five. Let's split the difference. 6-4. We'll split the difference. Okay. Yeah, the spike, it'll go where the spike is, so it'll be right at the 50. They'll lose the yard. 2.2 seconds. This will be the last play of the ball game. 2.2 seconds. You send everybody deep. Don't let anybody get behind you, especially Valdez or Ham. Whipple splits out into the slot on the left side. Ham wide to the left. And going across and jumping the line is Mark Acosta. He was trying to time the snap, and he could not do it. Jumps across, and so it'll be very close to a first down. I think it will be first and 10 from the Jal 45. Nose of the ball. Yep, it will be a first down for Capitan. They're 15th of the ball game, 65 penalty yards for the Panthers. It just moves them 5 yards closer. They do have a 40-yard touchdown pass, so critical here for the Panthers to make sure they've got somebody on Valdez meats and ham especially. 2.2 seconds to go in this ballgame. Dow clinging to a 22-19 lead. Wilcox up under center. The Panther front going to bring the heat, you've got to think. They fake the pitch, and he's going to be hit, and he's sacked! It's the ballgame! Mark Acosta sacks the quarterback back at the 45. A 10-yard sack ends the ballgame, and the Panthers put the W in the win column. Oh, my goodness gracious, what a ballgame we have witnessed here tonight. The Panthers victorious, our final score, 22-19. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back and talk about this one. You're listening to Panther Football on 103.7 KPZA.